Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Russell Cain, and this is Man Baggage. My man baggage is bulging. Viscous insights need to be milked from the shaft of conversation. And I can't wait to share with you this week's topic. If I could just get my fucking equipment to work. Sorry, a bit irritable there. Hint, hashtag, that's what coming, hashtag irritability. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast because you've arrived as fans of today's guests, highly likely two huge guests today, let me just explain. Yes, we sit in the area of men, sat around in a circle discussing the things that men need to discuss. We're unusual in that at least half of our listeners, sometimes more, are female. I did not set out for this to be the case. What's happened is we've accidentally created a man manual that nosy cows want to have a look at. And that's why Gary was knocking one out of my best mate in a bikini, for example, episode 3, series 2. So it's for everyone, but we come out of the space of men talking about the things that we're always being told. Why don't men talk about that? They're the things we talk about. That's the easiest way for me to describe. We go deep sometimes. We go suicide. We go depression. We go silly. We go light. We talk about height, body shaving. We talked about New Year's resolutions at the turn of New Year. And sometimes the light ones go deep and the deep ones go light. Anyway, I'm assuming we're going to be dressed in our jester's hats throughout today's episode because I'm joined by two. Well, they both describe themselves as, I quote, fucking idiots. Professional idiots like me, a jester with bells on the hat, bell ends, the pair of them. Aaron Craskell, funny fucker. He says, I'm not a comedian, but he's touring, doing massive rooms, being funny. So he lies. Aaron Craskell, also very funny online. Started on Vine, did you, Aaron, back in the day? In Vine, do you remember Vine? Like back when it powdered egg and stuff like that in the Telegram. Do you remember? She don't remember. Yeah, oh, Vine, I remember that. Back when you used to do Polaroids and stuff and just drop them through your mate's letterbox, that was Vine. So we're joined by Aaron Craskell. And also, coming in hot, Hayley Morris. Funny as fuck, please stalk her Instagram. Very, very funny comedian. Well, there's no other way to describe you, Hayley. Any other...
I have no idea how to describe it because I feel like comedian is too strong of a word.
You make people laugh.
There you go. Comedian.
Do enough comedy gigs in a week and you'll discover that comedian is not a strong word or even a description of what you've done half the time. Any live dates coming up for the pair of you? Can we see you live in real life being funny?
Not for me.
No, my tour just got cancelled, mate. So, yeah.
It wasn't COVID, was it? It's because you were racist in Canterbury.
Mate, COVID destroyed my life, mate. But without getting COVID.
I know. Fucking hell, you lot. Finally, I'm finally going to do it. I'm on stage and someone's eating a bat. Go home, Aaron. Oh, for fuck's sake.
4 sellout shows, mate. I've done the West End Theatre, mate. And then
I know you called me high after one of your shows. One of the best voice notes I ever had.
And then, 33-date tour, UK. And it got put back about 3 or 4 times. And then that was it. Like, we've got to give everyone a ticket money back. I was like, no.
But it will happen, mate. So it will happen.
It will happen.
This pussy old Omicron can't even kill no one. Pussy old Omicron. Doesn't even have a shank, man.
Jesus, man, yeah.
Anyway, irritability. I know all about irritability, having just gone through bloody lockdown. We have lost at least 2 recordings of Man Baggage where we've just given up because someone's crying or smashing up their tech and can't get it to work. One of those times was me backstage. I am an irritable person. It's weird. Things that trigger me are the small things. Car keys. Go to open the fridge, shove a bowl of cereal. There's no milk. Bang. Full fucking magma. Can't find my phone. Magma. I'm holding up now to show to my fellow panellists these fucking things which plague my life. I'm talking about AirPods. They are the portable or wireless headphones you get with Apple where they put an alarm so you can locate them into the headphone, but not into the fucking case, which I lose 5 times a day. What use is the fucking alarm in the headphone when the case... goes missing. So, like, anyway, that's when I explode. I've literally had to have anger management for my door-slamming, psychotic Ted Bundy behaviour with inanimate objects. Yet, if a car gets written off, if something really bad happens, if my holiday gets cancelled, if COVID... calm, collected, functioning, in the zone, not irritable. So I'm irritated by small... It's pathetic! Literally back to front. Irritable means having or showing a tendency to be easily annoyed. Irritability, the quality or state of being irritable, such as quick excitability to annoyance, impatience or anger. Hayley Morris, how irritable are you?
I feel like I used to be way more irritable, like the same as you. If I lost something, I'd be like, for fuck's sake, where is it? And anyone around me would be like, tornado, Hayley's arrived. But I think, like, as I've got older, I genuinely have no idea what it is. I kind of feel less irritable about stuff. When I'm coming up to my period, definitely, yeah. Like, most women get that PMS. And I also feel like there's a lot of stuff blamed on that. But when I come up to that...
Sorry to interrupt, but now Lindsay has now built in, I'm ovulating. So I get irritable when I'm ovulating, when I've finished ovulating, when I'm having my period, when I'm finishing my period.
It's a whole cycle.
That's the whole fucking month, basically. Stop
lying.
It
really is. Well, I mean, we can blame it on that all the time. You can be like, yeah, no, it's actually like I'm due on any minute now. So yeah,
because I'm halfway through my cycle. You know when you're quarter of the way through your cycle and you act like a total dick?
Yeah, it's right there.
Quarter cycle.
Like, it definitely, I blame it a lot on my period for sure. Like,
okay, you know, hormonal irritability. We'll give you
definitely.
A pass on that one.
But also if I'm grouchy, fucking hell, stay away from me. Like if I've not slept enough, I am so, so grumpy, which turns into real irritability.
Aaron Craskell, we're very similar personality-wise. In fact, we shared a bed together, more or less, in a tent. In the desert. I mean, we have been literally without anything whatsoever cooking over a campfire. And I think you're like me, sort of high energy, life and soul, but quick to get anxious, annoyed, but then quite quick to be everyone's mate again the next day. Is that unfair? No, that's what I'm like.
Mate, that's bang on. That's absolutely bang on. But I am not a morning person. Like, I've tried to be the morning guy, man. And everything just fucking kills me in the mornings.
Oh, fuck the morning.
Mate, my kids.
I love the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning, the kids are screaming, a dog's being sick or something. Going out in the back garden. Everything just...
going out in the garden.
Yeah, no, just literally barking.
Fuck the garden. Swearing at the garden. Fucking have that garden.
Mate, it's
garden
just,
wanker.
The thing, right, my daytime and nighttime, man, I'm just like a hippie. Like, yeah, man, whatever. But mornings, bro, I can't. It just, as soon as I open my eyes, it's like, it's constant.
There is some evidence, by the way, that it is hormonal and genetic whether or not you are a morning person. In fact, not some evidence. In fact, if you go on 23andMe.com or any of those, you can see the DNA strand that will dictate whether you are a morning lark or a night owl. And there's nothing you can do about it. So for people like us who've now worked nights, sort of thing, if you like, being on stage or creating our own hours, it's a lot better. But I worked for years getting up at 6:30, and it never got any easier. I always felt like shit. Whereas other people, and I'm guessing Hayley is one of them because she was sort of disagreeing and saying she loves morning, that's the best part of her day. You either produce that hormone or you don't. And the evolutionary theory is... there's roughly half and half on the earth. Half of us are morning people and the other half are night people. There's a small group that are sort of in between, whose optimal body clocks are sort of in between night and day, but mostly we're morning or night. They think it's because we're attracted to the other. Most couples have one or each, and it's for the safety and child rearing, they think. So back in the day, you would want someone who is alert, on it, at their best self, 6 a.m. but you want someone else who's on it at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That way, have a baby, boom, cave protected.
Sorted.
Hayley, you're a morning person. I mean, I wasn't going to talk about this first, but you seem to be disagreeing with Aaron there, saying it's the best part of the day.
I love it. Like, I don't know what it is. I wake up in the morning early and I just sort of feel...
As soon as you open your eyes, yeah?
As soon as I open my eyes, I feel like, it's a new day.
What?
Like, I'm really happy to be here.
How is that real?
I am so productive, especially if I'm hungover, which sounds insane. But you know that first wind?
No.
When you're like... this is over. When you wake up at 6 a.m. before the hangover's hit, you know, when you get that like,
I'm normally still making love at that point with the wife, but yeah, I get it. From the night before.
Yeah, like, you know, wake up at like 6 a.m. with the first wind and I'm like, clean the whole house. Like, let's get really productive.
No,
but then
I do get to that point where I'm like, fuck me, what have I done? This is game over and I'll sleep till the rest of the day. But on a normal day, first thing in the morning, if you want me alert and you want me to do stuff, that is when I'm going to do it. And then the rest of the day is a write-off.
Let me ask you a question, Aaron, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Ailey. It's hard to answer, and I only want you to answer in your experience. So all the men and women and non-binary people, everyone in between that you know, so no one needs to get triggered or light Twitter up or cancel anyone. But do you think men get more irritable than women?
Yeah, I really do. I feel like guys just have a shorter temper.
Mm.
Like it's always the little things as well where I'm like, oh, you can just chill out. Like most guys I know, they'll react really quickly. And I don't know if it's because, like, stereotypically, I guess women are more rational in a way. Like, we'll kind of think things through a little
bit
more.
Hang on a second. Sorry, stereotypically, men are more rational. I don't agree with the stereotype.
No, it is.
But a stereotype is men being logical and girls going, I'm swooning onto my bonnet. I've been overcome from emotion.
Yeah, well, true. But we're more likely to be like, it's fine, it'll work out. Although I say that, and I think my boyfriend's
thoughtful and empathetic would be
there.
The stereotype.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you know, I'm going to agree with you a little bit there, actually, yeah.
So do you think men are more likely, and there'll be some blokes leaning in now that we've got the fun bit out of the way, do you think men are more likely to show their irritability physically? I don't mean physical violence towards other people, that's obviously a really serious thing, but I'm still a door slammer. I don't think I'm ever not going to be a door slammer.
I try to hide it, but I find myself completely embarrassed, like situations where I get, like, on the train the other day, everyone's behind me, pulls into St. Pancras, everyone's behind me, I'm the door opener. Oh, I'm the one who's got to push the fucking button, yeah? So I'm pushing, it goes beep, beep. So I'm pushing the button, I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Like, I'm pushing, all the other doors have opened. And I'm like, and it just comes open a little bit.
You're the shit opener.
I get off on the platform, and I'm like, for fuck's sake. And then I thought to myself, oh my God, everyone's just heard me say fuck's sake. I think after I've done it, all the time.
Do you have a physical temper? Are you a door slammer, a cereal bowl into the sink, slightly hoping that it breaks, but then you can pretend it's an accident and you got your temper out? I mean, I hate that because I'm like effeminate. Is he gay? Isn't he? Look, he's in a room full of books. All my friends are female. I'm like the gentlest. I was going to be a primary school teacher. It doesn't
fit. Look at all the red wine. Look at all the red wine.
It doesn't fit with the rest of my personality. I'm not exactly Jason fucking Statham. And yet, if I can't find my car keys, you do not want to be a soft wooden door.
Wow.
I'm just a door slammer. It's pathetic.
I feel
and
like
scary,
that's more of a man thing.
Yeah.
Like also like the huffing where you're like, you're annoyed at someone who are getting your response.
I do so much
like,
huffing. I do that. I do that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What about what I call swear temper, where you're using the most aggressive swear words possible? Now, that swearing does have a function. There's been a couple of experiments done where people are like, well, why is swearing a problem? It's 2022. We should be able to say what we like. If I want to drop a C-bomb, well, it's just four letters. It doesn't make any difference. But apparently it does. If you wire someone's brain up, as they say, fuck off, the part of the brain lights up that's the same part when you go to punch someone. So it's a substitute for swearing. Feels is a useful tool that fills in for violence. So that's why we can swear rather than hit each other. Oh, fuck off is obviously better than knocking someone out in Pret.
Yeah.
Although, actually, if they're in Pret, you know, literally crack on. But do you know what I mean? So I have got quite an issue with I will swear my way out. But I think, is it an issue really? So I'll be like, this cunt soup won't cunt fucking boil your fucking cunt fucker. And then I'm like, I'm all right. But Lindsay's like, why do you have to swear so much? What's wrong with you? You sound like Ray Winston. But it's out. It's out then. No one got hurt. No one's
I
got
do
hurt.
That as
I
well.
I called super cunt and the world's back
We're
to normal.
We're moving on.
But really obscene strings of violent swearing is what I like, just to get it out and then I can get on with my life. Do you do that?
Yeah, that seems to be like how I handle it. Do you know, it's really weird though. If I have something with too much sugar in, that's when I get irritable. I think my body's like, really? Yeah. And it's also like, you know when you get like fairy teeth because you've eaten something too sweet as well?
Yeah.
You know
also,
what I mean?
Yeah, also, yeah, if you eat a kiwi, you literally get it.
Fairy teeth. Yeah. Stuck right between their little pubes of it.
Yeah, other occasions.
We won't talk about that though. When I get like fairy teeth or I've had too much sugar, that is when it's like, I've switched. I've gone a bit irritable. And that's when like the swearing comes out and I'm like, fuck's sake, I just want to fucking do this. And it's probably not nice to be around, but I feel so much better for doing it.
Has it impacted on either of your relationships? Aaron, obviously, I know you're happily married. You're married, aren't you, Aaron?
No,
I know
not yet. This year.
Oh, it's Kent, isn't it? Kids first, marriage second.
That's it, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Benefits,
house
kids,
first. No,
marriage.
Yeah. Kids first, then house.
Yeah. Ladbrokes. Go back to Ladbrokes in 6 months. William Hill. No, Hayley, are you married, dating? What's your setup?
I'm in a relationship.
Cohabiting?
No.
Right, so you're a good person to ask about this. To what extent does your irritability impact on current, or if you're not comfortable with that, previous relationships? Has it been one of the driving issues, or is it just part of your personality that's in the mix, or it's been a serious issue in the past?
It's never been like a serious issue, but my current boyfriend, we were locked down together.
Current? Oh, that's got to fucking hurt.
I'm about to dump him, actually. Yeah,
my current?
Are you really?
Not my future, no. Yeah, of course not. I've only been with him like 6 months.
Exactly.
But no, we
my current. I always say my current wife or my middle marriage.
My middle one. Look at me blushing like it's true. No, we locked down together for like 10 days because we both got COVID before Christmas.
Romantic.
And obviously, when you're on top of each other and it's like a fairly new relationship, there's little things, you know. Like I'm very much a creature of habit where I'll be like, you know, you've put something in the wrong place. Like, that's really annoying.
Oh, wow.
And I am just a typical monster when it comes to that. I'm like, oh, that's really annoying. But when it's like a normal day-to-day thing, it's like, fine, I'll move it. But when it's locked down and it's happened every day and you're like, oh, I've said it again, you know, I then am like at the point where it's like irritable city. But we just sort of worked out after a while, go in separate rooms. Just have a cool down period.
And so isolation within your isolation.
Yeah, literally. He won't talk to me. He'll be like, I can see it's happening, I'm going to leave the room. Same with him. If I'm like, I can see it going, I'm going to go have a shower and leave the room.
Nice.
Like, we both just sort of figured it out quite quickly.
That's a good technique though. That is a good technique for people looking for practical tools, just get out of the space. Because the temptation is just to deliver that extra word or that extra sentence and then explode into an argument. Aaron, now when on your online character, if I can call it that, is always annoying your missus. I mean, it's 24/7. She seems to be wound up. How much of that is close to real life?
It's real, mate. She can't stand me.
So do you irritate her?
Yeah, oh, mate, massively. And
what do you do that irritates her?
Mate, I'm just a typical fucking man, mate. Leaving a toilet seat down. Just
down.
Down. That's the dream.
No, yeah. No. Down while I have a piss.
Sorry?
You
piss on the seat.
Not the outer one down.
Don't piss on the seat, though.
Not the outer one down. No, which
yeah.
Just
piss. Yeah, I was like, what?
Pissing onto solid plastic.
She had a gap in this morning.
That's what I saw. I saw all lids down and you going, fuck it.
Yeah,
who
cares?
Get up a
sometimes I piss on the cistern and the handle as well. Fuck off, you bitch. It's like fucking stalactites of piss when she walks in there. It's like Predator got stabbed.
The worst.
I do so much wrong without me knowing I'm doing wrong. You know, like, she had a go at me. Literally, it was either yesterday or this morning. It was probably this morning. And when I take my socks off, but I leave them in a ball. Like, when I take my sock off, it goes into a ball and I put it in the wash. She wants my socks undone in the wash.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know I'm doing wrong. How bad is that?
Yeah, I know. You can't expect her to complete her duties properly, Aaron, if you're winding her up. It's like when she's scrubbing the floor. I bet that winds you up as well. Well, she's cooking you steak on a Thursday, because Thursday's steak day, isn't it? Mug.
It's just, I don't know that I'm doing wrong. I feel no, I'm just my dad. I'm my dad.
What do we think about, because we're not normal people. We're, if not extroverts, we certainly make our money from showing off. But there are people out there that go the other way. They get silently irritated and they sort of go slightly red. They don't speak. They don't verbalise it. They're like a simmering pot.
Yeah, but they keep it in them. That's not healthy, man.
No.
That's like a build up to a serial killer shit.
No, but is it though? Because don't you think there's a bias in this world where people with our personalities, like, it's obviously much more healthy to express yourself and speak all that with no evidence. It's just something we say because we speak all the time. Mm. There's zero evidence that people that go around saying can't fuck off all the time are any healthier than people that hold it in.
They're going to take it out on someone though.
The thing is with that, like, one of my exes was a bit like that. Not going to name which ex it was.
But, oh, yeah, Graham.
Yeah, it was actually Edgar.
That prick.
What a dickhead. Like, he kept it in, and I'd know when... Well, actually, I didn't. For probably, like, 2 years, I had no idea. I was like, he's so chilled all the time. Like, really just has no qualms. And then it's finally got to, like, breaking point. And he was like, I'm just getting really pissed off. And I was like, communicate, because... It caused such a huge argument. And I was like, if you'd said this earlier, I definitely could have been like, okay, that's annoying to you. I will make sure I'm not around you or to do that. Whereas, like, in a relationship, not telling me, bubbling over for that long, it just blew up. And I was like, holy shit. Oh, you should have said something earlier.
So there's nothing wrong with, like, not showing the symptoms of irritability. That's admirable. But you should still communicate when there's an issue, even if it's calmly. Yeah. Otherwise, it's more of an issue. That's when... Silent irritability becomes an issue. Few facts for you here. There's something called irritable male syndrome, IMS. It's a state of hypersensitivity, anxiety, frustration, anger that occurs in males and is associated with biochemical changes, hormonal fluctuations, stress, and loss of male identity. Hear it, ladies. Men are the ones who are hormonally affected by their stress. Not you.
Wow.
That's got a sting. Another heated cushion for your belly.
Because
we're the ones suffering. And we don't even have wombs.
No.
Yeah, and many factors, we've covered some of these, can cause or contribute irritability. Stress, lack of sleep, we've covered. Low blood sugar levels or high sugar levels, as Hayley shared, and hormonal changes. Extreme irritability or feeling irritable for an extended period can sometimes indicate an underlying condition, such as an infection or diabetes. Aaron, maybe we're just diabetic.
Yeah.
We're actually really nice people, we're just diabetic.
Yeah. You can't get a test.
I can't stretch my sock out. I've got diabetes.
That's what it is. Off the hook now.
Oh, no, I'm type 2.
Okay, we need to talk about those characters who genuinely don't get irritated. So they're not holding it in silently, like Hayley's ex, and then it's all of a sudden coming out and there's a problem. They genuinely never get wound up by anything. I've got friends with these people. I've been out with girls like this in my past. It's nice for a bit.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. Oh, my God. You know, when it's traffic jam, she doesn't care. Oh, she's broken her heel. She's styling it out. She's not. And then afterwards, when it's something you're really fucked off or irritated, look, that waiter's been really rude. I hadn't noticed. It's, you want to sort of go, wake up. Wake up. Your chicken's not cooked. Does it not bother you? Not really. No. That lack of irritability altogether is an issue.
That really confuses me, though, because it sort of feels like, do you not care about anything?
Mm.
Like, it's really great because it just means that you're kind of like constantly in a good mood. But I'm always like, surely, like, the noise of, because for me, like, the noise of someone eating really loud, I'm like eye twitching. Like, yeah, I never say anything. I will never speak up and be like, shut up, because it's rude. But I'll be sat there like, oh, please just make it stop. So, like, someone that wouldn't react to that, insane. Like, I just can't fathom that.
I mean, I watched a really good documentary. I don't know anything about this comedian. He was big in the States, called, I've even forgotten his name. So he did the Larry Sanders Show, Gary Shandling him. And he was spent his whole life studying Buddhism to get to a place where he's still and lives in the moment and nothing bothers him. I'm like, I quite like being bothered by everything and not being still and not living in the moment and remembering how great last year was and looking forward to next year where I might get to do something amazing. I'll go to St. Lucia or do a gig. Mm. What's wrong with the messy, noisy chaos of being human? Why do we have to live in a society where we're trying to medicate and quieten down? Maybe there's a certain amount of irritability and stress we're supposed to live with, but because of Buddhist Instagram bloggers, we think there's something wrong with us.
You've got to have a little bit of stress, haven't you?
I think it's a good thing to be slightly irritated can be the precursor of change sometimes.
I'm more creative when I'm stressed.
What about irritated though, and annoyed? Because that's what we're talking about.
I'm definitely not.
It's just more stress when I'm under a bit of stress, but when I'm irritable, you kind of only think about the thing you're going through at the time, don't you, when you're irritable, when you're irritated.
But let me give you an example then, Hayley. I mean, under the umbrella of being irritable is people that are sort of annoyed and impatient easily.
Mm-hmm.
We can guess that I sit quite happily under that umbrella. Let's all gather under that parasol together. But you could imagine, say there was a commissioner or a producer dragging their heels, taking their time, like, for fuck's sake, so you just do the research, you do the contact, you send the emails, and it leads to a result.
Mm-hmm.
Surely a certain amount of irritability could be good in any job, regardless of what you're doing.
I actually think
apart
it is
from
a
teacher.
Good... Yeah, definitely not something you want that. I mean, I don't know, like, not off that, but when I'm irritable, it makes me get out of the house and, like, either do a workout or go for a walk. So for me, it's like irritability is almost like a motivator. It's like it does have a purpose for me, but I think, like, irritability gets shit done sometimes when you're like, I don't know, it sort of forces you in a direction of, like, if you can't find something, obviously, like, I need to get organized in the future so that doesn't happen again. Or I don't know, you can, like, go through so many different examples with that, but yeah, I feel like irritability does serve, like, a little bit of a purpose.
But to just contradict myself and to be a bit zen, if irritability is landing in your brain, you don't really have a choice, right? Someone's chewing too loud, the service is too slow in a restaurant, a project is moving too slowly, your partner's winding you up. That's going to be there. There's fuck all you can do about it. It's there like an itch. It's up to you how you scratch that itch and how you use it. It's such a cliche now, but you are in charge of your reaction. You're not in charge of the loud chewer. Fuck all you can do about Mr. Smacky Chops over there. But you are in charge of how you react to that and what you do about it. That one, I know, it's so basic, but when you actually say it to yourself, you're like, fuck me, I could do anything if only I lived by that principle. Okay, that's the end of part one. Please don't be irritated. We'll be back with more chat.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.